Good morning, this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today we'll talk about Henry Freeland Buckner and his trip to Chelan. By the way, Buckner Mountain was named for him. He was born in 1851 in Missouri. Here in the late 1870s, Henry was engaged in the manufacture of bricks. In 1882, he drifted to Washington. He was Squim's first school teacher. In 1898, he came to the Lake Chelan area, and in 1901, he supervised the building of a road up Railroad Creek, and he installed Chelan's first water system. He bought a string of pack horses and packed supplies to the various mines in the Stehekin area for half the going rate of 2 cents per pound. In 1906, Henry built a house at Bridge Creek, and Mrs. Buckner and daughter were operating the Hotel de Buckner. He was manager of a mine in the Upper Horseshoe Basin, and in the winter of 1909 and 10, he supervised a crew of 30 men who worked the mine through the winter around the clock, three shifts. They served 4 meals a day. The cabin was cabled to the hillside, completely covered with snow, with a tunnel through the snow to the mine entrance. By spring, 32 lengths of stovepipe had been used to extend the chimney above the snow. Candles provided the only lights. The tunnel he began for diverting the waters of Bridge Creek for power for a mill site. It can still be seen near what is now the National Park Ranger's cabin. In 1910, Henry built the house for Miss George, who was the cook at the mine, and it was later operated as Rainbow Lodge. The Chelan Leader news item indicates that Henry was not well the last months of 1910. A serious attack of what is said to be lung fever is mentioned, and in December of that year, he died during the night while a guest at the Rainbow Lodge house. Some months before his death, Henry made a trip to Seattle to meet the youngest brother and sister-in-law, William Van and May Buckner, who were passing through on a vacation trip to Alaska. Henry so extolled the glories of Stehekin that on their return from Alaska, they made a side trip to see for themselves. The result of this sightseeing expedition was the purchase of 147 acres of land from Bill Buzzard, which became the Buckner Ranch as we know it. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.